You're listening to CITR 101.9. That was The Bitter with Cave off of their brand new 12-inch on the Captured Tracks label. Got a lot of new stuff for you this week. Coming up next, we have a brand new track by... What do we have here? Brilliant Colors, also on the Captured Tracks label. This is Brilliant Colors.
In another world. Do people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago!
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That's probably my favorite station ID. You'll be hearing that a lot on this show. At the head of that set was The Bitters from Toronto with Caves off of their brand new 12-inch on Captured Tracks. They've got a bunch of stuff coming out pretty soon, including a full-length LP and a CD release on the Woodsist label and a brand new 7-inch on Captured Tracks, which should be coming out pretty soon, both of those. And then after that was The Brilliant Colors, also a 7-inch on the Captured Tracks label, The Brilliant Colors being from San Francisco. And then that last track there was Mode Moderne with Les Neuf Sœurs, which is, means the Nine Sisters. I probably totally mangled the sisters in French there. But some sort of Masonic French cult type thing. Mode Moderne are actually a brand new band here in Vancouver. No releases to note of yet. I'm sure there'll be something forthcoming. That MP3 was sent my way with a few others that we'll be playing in the next couple weeks. Definitely one of the most exciting bands in the city right now, in my humble opinion. Check them out. They'll be playing a lot of shows. They have a MySpace up, Mode Moderne. Right now we've got a little spotlight on one of my favorite acts from the States right now, which is TP. It's a single man garage rock, folk, weirdo folk kind of guy from Florida, Miami, I believe. It's got a couple 7-inches under his belt and a self-release tape. Right now we're going to hear a couple of those. Right now this is TP with I'll Cut You Some Slack on the Florida's Dying label.
Thank you. It makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last batch of tracks was by one artist. His name is TP. He's got several releases on some tastemaker labels, Hozak, Florida's Dying, Weird Hug, and that last track was a self-released cassette, which you can still get from his Blogspot page, which is tp-miami.blogspot.com, and that's T-E-E-P-E-E. He also has MySpace where you can check out some more tunes. It's got lots of new stuff coming out pretty soon, including a full length on, I'm not sure what label's putting that out, but he definitely has a full length in the works. Up next, we have a brand new track by Psychedelic Horse Shit, and then we've got a little comparison here. I played some Nothing People last week, the brand new LP on SS. The very last track in the title of the album is Late Night, which is a Syd Barrett track. An amazing cover that they do. I also have Belong, which is a duo from New Orleans who do a sort of a finesse submerged music style version of that track, but they take the Cleaners from Venus version and have their way with it. Cleaners from Venus being a fairly obscure early to mid 80s, I think even further into the 90s. Independent rock band. Not a lot of stuff out there to be had from them right now, but and this Belong track unfortunately is out of print as well, but anyways, here's Psychedelic Horse Shit, Bring On The Curse.
Yeah.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was Belong with their nice submerged gauzy version of the Cleaners from Venus's version of Syd Barrett's Late Night. And just before that was Night People, or sorry, Nothing People with their version of Late Night. That's off their brand new LP on the SS record labels. And just ahead of that was Psychedelic Horseshit with Bring On the Curse from the brand new 7-inch on the Columbus Discount label. Up next, we have got a brand new track by a group called White Hills. Nice, heavy psychedelic group from somewhere in the States, San Francisco, probably. Most of them are. This is taken from a split LP with another psych juggernaut from the UK, actually, The Heads. But this is White Hills.
We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back. What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. I am your host, Mark Richardson. And that last track was White Hills, actually from Brooklyn, New York. Though a big champion of the group is Aquarius Records, which you can get a whole whack load of some of their pretty limited releases, a lot on LP, a couple CDRs, and a lot of other things. So check out Aquarius Records if you were into that that White Hills track there. Coming up next, we have a brand new one by Secret Abuse. His brand new LP, which just landed on the Arbor label, is amazing. It's quite good. Another one of many noise artists who have stepped away from noise and gotten into more concentrated, gauzier, almost finesse, Tim Hecker style electronics. He's had tons of releases on Callow God and Not Not Fun Records and Tronics. Few other things, but this is his brand new one on LP on the Arbor label.
music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
CITR 101.9 and Discorder Magazine are hosting an epic Canada Day party at the Astoria. Come celebrate 142 years of Confederation featuring Gang Violence, Reflections, MT40, and guest DJs Ian Wyatt and No Gold. Doors are at 10 p.m., show starts at 11. Join us for a night of amazing local sounds at 769 East Hastings, the Astoria, on Wednesday, July 1st.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That should be a really good show tonight with Reflections, also known as Jesse from Twin Crystals, who I've played here a couple times on the show. Hopefully Reflections has a tape or a CDR or something coming out soon. There's also another group called MT40, who I've been hearing a lot of hype about. They should be playing that show tonight as well. Haven't seen them yet. Maybe tonight will be the first night. Should be a good show overall anyways. That last track was a brand new one from Emeralds, their first ever 7-inch. Just ahead of that was Infinity Window with a brand new track off their Artificial Midnight LP on the Arbor label. And then just ahead of that was Secret Abuse with Carefully Opening the Window off his brand new LP on Arbor as well, called The Immeasurable Gift. Just got a request in from a good friend of mine. He wanted to hear some Loop. Loop is a, for those that don't know, late 80s into the early 90s space rock group who basically the Blur and Oasis of space rock, battle between Loop and Spaceman 3, both groups coming up at the same time and kind of dissolving around the same time as well. Loop being a little bit darker, but all their stuff has been reissued on CD, double CD issues, a lot of really, really good stuff. That's been out of print for a long time. I got a special request for some Loop. Unfortunately, we didn't have the song that Adrian was looking for, but we'll play one of my favorite tracks that we actually had in the library. This is Loop with The Nail Will Burn. We'll be right back. You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was Loop with the Nail Will Burn off A Gilded Eternity, which has just been reissued on CD, though you were just listening to the vinyl version. Up next, we got a little excerpt from a brand new collaboration between The Rita, the local giant of Noise, and Carlos Gifani. And then we'll have a little phone call from our good friend Josh, and we'll play a little brand new tape off of from The Rita. It's part of a box set that just came out. But right now, this is an excerpt of the Rita Carlos Gifani split on the No Fun label. That was the Rita with a, I believe that's Untitled, with a, is a collaboration with Carlos Gifani, double LP on the No Fun label, also run by Carlos Gifani. You're there, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. We got about 5 minutes here, so before Luke's show starts, so we gotta run through this. But what are we about to listen to here?
It's more music from the Rita, and it's a part of an 8-cassette box set that came out recently of new works by Sam McKinley of the Rita, based on different recording techniques and treatments of sounds collected using contact microphones and different types of women's stockings. Sam's a, I don't know, he's an obsessed dude, and his obsessions run quite far and wide, but mostly the things that have influenced him in his like musical career have been sort of like Euro sleaze cinema, Sharks, and Scott Walker. So, yeah, I, you know, really the kind of music speaks for itself. It's possibly like the most difficult thing Sam's ever done, and for somebody with like a, you know, as you, everybody just heard,
yeah.
Like a difficult kind of musical style. This really is this like, even to me, like a seasoned noise connoisseur, I found this record like, or the tape that you're about to play this part from, like just nerve-wracking in like a rewarding way, but certainly nerve-wracking. This is the second 8-cassette box set that Sam's had out in the last like 3 or 4 years. One was, and it was put out by the same labels, one was a collection of all of his works through the 90s until the, like, I think it was from 94 to 2000. And, yeah, it's like an intense body of work. And this guy has, like, he's got more than 100 releases on labels from all over the world. And pretty much, like, obsessed with this kind of intense static noise, and now becoming more interested in this kind of, like, crumbling, crackling, sort of popping snap sound with like sort of pauses and spaces and air, pockets of air in between to create like dynamics rather than to have like actually like, okay, we're going to get loud, we're going to get quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone ever has the opportunity to see the Rita, he doesn't play too often. He'll play 2 or 3 shows. It seems like he'll play a bunch of shows in a month and then you just don't.
You don't hear about show
for a long time. So when you do get the chance, I highly, highly recommend it. And I also highly recommend you bring your earplugs. It is incredibly loud. I've mentioned it before and I've written about him. And it is like literally, you know, when he's in his full-on assaultive mode, it's like standing behind like the jet engine of an airplane fighter or something. It's incredible.
Yeah.
You can feel it in your whole body. It's
quite
amazing. Yeah. It's
experience.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be more mental, I believe. We're going to close off the show with the Rita. Thanks again, Josh. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Take it easy, Mark.
Bye.
Los Angeles, Rumbletone and CITR present the wild garage sounds of the Woolly Bandits on Sunday, July 5th at Vancouver's Railway Club.
Come shake some action with the Woolly Bandits at the Railway Club on Sunday, July 5th. Doors at 7:30, music at 8:30, and the whole shebang ending at midnight.
That's the Woolly Bandits with very special guests, the Transmitters, the TVs, and Edmonton's Michael Rout for an early show at the Railway Club on Sunday, July 5th.
shovels on my back.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.